That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to twchealth.com/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to twc.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Great America Show. Great to have you with us. Americans are fed up to hear with Joe Biden, and you know it's going bad for him when the Dems start to turn on him. Judge Joe Brown, who's a lifelong Democrat and who hosted Judge Joe Brown for some 15 years on CBS, was on a podcast over the weekend. And he had some words for Joe Biden. Judge Brown says nobody is a bigger racist than Joe Biden himself. Take a listen to what Judge Brown had to say about an encounter he had with Joe Biden.
I heard the low-down scummy bastard say in front of me, it was in Dover, Delaware, he was on the podium, he said, quote, Negroes are animals, and they turn the streets into jungles, and they need to be put in zoos where they are safe and can be observed. He said, Negro children are animals, and they turn schools into zoos. And I don't want my children going to a school with Negroes and it turned into a zoo. I heard him say that. I saw him when he said it. He's a liar. He had to withdraw from the presidential campaign in 1988 because he lied about his academic career. He got found early to have plagiarized some things that caused his expulsion from an academic institution. He's a piece of urban trailer park trash who's had nothing but government jobs his entire life and has turned out a very rich man because of the bribes, the extortion, and the downright payoffs he has gotten under the table illegally. And there's some things that I saw that I read from the 3 downloaded laptops of his son. There were 3, not one. I interviewed the technician. They are very incriminating, and there is a high probability that what they're after Trump in Florida for relative to refusal to turn over so-called classified documents that were placed under an act that under the theory of Marbury versus Madison, 1803, 221 years ago, were unconstitutional. And what the point was is to get them back from Trump so they could be destroyed and not incriminate Biden and Obama from what was on those laptops.
A new Gallup poll confirms what we're all feeling right now, that Joe Biden is the least popular president in history. Well, it's official. The Gallup polling organization says he has a rating of about 30%. The poll notes that no first-term president ever was reelected with polling that low. President Donald Trump, by the way, had a 47% approval rating at the same point in his presidency. Well, turning now to the Biden crime family, turns out Hunter Biden isn't the only Biden who leveraged Joe Biden's name to make business deals with foreign governments. We now know the extent of the corruption in the Biden crime family because of the works of today's guest. He is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman James Comer, the man in charge of investigating all of the Biden family corruption. And now here is Chairman Comer. And Mr. Chairman, good to have you with us. Let's start with, if we may, where are we in terms of a Biden impeachment inquiry?
Yeah, well, things are moving right along, and we're, as you know, Lou, nearing the end. We've got new information that came in last week that we're pouring through. I subpoenaed documents from Devin Archer several weeks ago. They finally came in. 3.7 million documents. So we're having to go through that. That's just from Archer. So, you know, you can imagine that's taking a little longer than I would like. Then we subpoenaed phone records. We finally got those in, and there are a lot of phone records, different phones. The phone records show the number and the length of time. So we're having to go back and trace the numbers, and you know, that's very time consuming as well. And then the last thing we've been waiting on are the pseudonym emails. The White House is slow walking that, as you can imagine. They'll send a few hundred every now and then, and they'll just be junk mail. They're not sending the ones that we know exist, that we've seen on the laptop and in some of our depositions where the president was using a pseudonym email to communicate with some of the Biden associates. So they're still sitting on those, and we're painfully going through the process of trying to obtain those. But it's my goal to wrap this up very soon. And, you know, as you know, there have been a lot of financial crimes committed by multiple Biden family members.
You know, you're talking about over 3 million documents of one kind or another. And I'm going to ask a dumb question, but how in the world do you process that, organize it, and then prepare it for use in the hearing?
I asked the same question. There's a software program that we ordered that once you submit all that information, then you can submit keywords and pull out different data points. But it just downloading that much information took over a week. And we've got several staffers pouring through this. It's very frustrating. I believe that Archer could have been a little more helpful in pinpointing the specific documents. He knows darn well what we're looking for. And it's just, it's like everything else, Lou. It's just been obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. But at the end of the day, I think the American people are going to be very pleased with the final results of this investigation. We've given the American people the truth, and that's something that they've never had and never would have had without our investigation. And I believe we're going to take steps towards finally holding this family accountable for all the crimes they've committed for decades now.
Well, I want to underline what you just said. I mean, I truly believe the American people are grateful, and I think there's a great sense of what you've done, despite the fact the national corporate media doesn't pay you much mind, as the saying goes in Texas. But there's a clear statement here. The evidence that you've produced, the whistleblowers, the cooperative, I'll put it that way, witnesses that you have introduced. It's really remarkable to see this inquiry really is coming down to just a revelation of just what a nasty bunch of people these Bidens are. I mean, you can talk about Jim, you can talk about Hunter, you pick your Biden. You're dealing with something I think most people didn't think possible, certainly before he was elected president.
Right. You're looking at a family that what do they do, Lou? You know, through the course of this investigation, through looking at hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, through hours and hours of depositions and transcribed interviews, through bank statements, thousands and thousands of pages of bank statements. What legitimate business were the Bidens in? Were they lobbyists? If so, why didn't they register as foreign agent as foreign agents? Because they're lobbying for foreign entities. I mean, this family has broken the law. And what we found through the course of this investigation is they were being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the IRS, the FBI, the Department of Justice in multiple jurisdictions. Yet every single time when it got to Joe Biden, they were told to stand down. So we found multiple crimes and we found multiple cover-ups by our federal government through at least three administrations. So I think that finally putting all the pieces together is what the American people want. And it's been a very difficult investigation, Lou. We fought the mainstream media, as you know. We fought the White House. We fought the Biden legal team. I fought some Republicans, unfortunately. I mean, this has been a difficult investigation, but I was blessed. We've got a good committee. We've got a great staff. And I think that we've been able to connect as many dots as humanly possible with what we had to work with. And that's what we're going to be presenting to the American people very soon.
There's some ungifted journalists working for the corporate media. But it does seem to me that they are sufficiently gifted to have slowed down their questions about, well, where's the evidence? Because you have you're drowning them in evidence. Yeah. How long has it been since you had a question like that from one of the journos of the of that stripe?
All they do is write no evidence. The investigation's faltering and things like that. And the president has committed no crimes. I mean, what are you talking about? A Harvard poll came out today that showed a majority of Americans believe the president has committed a crime. The majority of Americans think the president should be impeached if he was involved with his family's shady business schemes. That's a Harvard poll, Lou. It's kind of like this Ukraine money. And I'm going to use the Republicans, for example. They left here a week and a half ago, patting themselves on the back because the media was praising them for giving Ukraine $100 billion of money we didn't have. And they went home and they realized, oh, wait a minute, the people back home don't appreciate it as much as the mainstream media and the Washington swamp appreciated sending that money to Ukraine. It's the same way with this investigation. The media thinks, the American people think that this isn't a worthy investigation and nobody's keeping up with it. The American people are keeping up with it, and they're sick and tired of public corruption, and they know the Bidens have been influence peddling, and they want them held accountable.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And the other aspect of this is, just where does Joe Biden stand in public esteem? We're going to take that up with Chairman James Comer here right after this quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We're back now talking with James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And Congressman, we were talking about the esteem in which Joe Biden is held by the American people. It turns out his approval numbers, it's official. The Gallup poll says he's the lowest rated president in American history. And they're lower than Jimmy Carter, lower than Richard Nixon. He's lower than all of them. Any incumbent president, he's the lowest that there's ever been. I have to believe that a good part of that is the result of the evidence that you and your committee and the other investigating committees have produced over the course of the Congress.
Well, I think most Americans detest public corruption. And what they see here is a family that's been unable to answer the basic question of this whole investigation. What did your family do, Mr. President, to receive nearly $30 million from our adversaries around the world? What did they do? And they can't answer that. They try to say, oh, that's not true. They didn't receive that money. They received it. We have their bank statements. Bank statements don't lie. And everything in this investigation has been about trying to answer simple questions. What business were the Bidens in? What did they do to receive the money? What did Joe know? And when did Joe know it? Why did Joe Biden lie when he said he never met with any of these people? And through the course of our depositions and emails and different evidence that we've transparently presented to the American people, we find out that he met with all of the people that sent his family money. So these are questions that the Bidens have failed to answer. And the media think the American people aren't paying attention. But unfortunately for Joe Biden, they are. And I think that's one reason that in his disastrous policies are why he's the most unpopular president. And according to the CNN poll, he's 6 points down now to Donald Trump.
Yeah, 6 points down now. As I said, the Gallup poll is making it definitive. I mean, we're talking about 6 months out from Election Day, and he now has the worst polling numbers in history. And people want to keep producing these ad hoc polls, throwing them in the wind for whatever the left-wing media wants. Mm-hmm. The reality is very clear. And as you say, I think the folks going back to their district are getting an earful from the American people based on other polling. I would like to turn to finding out that $61 billion for Ukraine turned out, I thought it was what we're going to be spending, but it turns out it was just a first installment. Mm-hmm. And obviously those folks who approved it knew that it was just an installment on a 10-year plan divined by the geniuses of the Biden foreign policy apparatus.
I think a bunch of Republicans got played last week, Lou. And I think when they went home, they realized the American people feel the same way as I do. So what I've been saying from day one with respect to this foreign aid is there's no transparency with where this money's actually going. And with respect to Ukraine, what's the plan? How is that $100 billion that Congress just appropriated last week, how's that going to end the war? There's no plan to end the war. And what I fear is happening is the United States is funding Ukraine, China's funding Russia. Unfortunately, China's in a lot better financial shape than the United States. So this is not, you know, going well. I support Ukraine against Russia. We've already gone above and beyond. We can't continue to give Ukraine money we don't have. That's creating more and more inflation. You know more about business than anyone. Look, it's devaluing the dollar. It's creating inflation. And the people, every time the working men and women of America go to the grocery store, they have to pay more than they did the last time they were there, because we have a Congress that the only thing they can unite on is spending money. And unfortunately, we're spending money in other countries. So there's no end in sight to this Ukraine debacle. And I don't understand why the United States has to pay for this war. I don't know why Ukraine doesn't pay more. I have questions as to where this money's going. And that's why I voted against the Ukraine funding. And I will again. But I think what we've seen come out in the last few hours is that there's no end in sight. Zelensky is like some kind of welfare recipient in the United States. He's entitled. He thinks he's entitled to this money. And again, I support Zelensky over Putin. We can't afford to continue to send Ukraine billions and billions of dollars.
Absolutely not. And as you say, it is about economics. we're looking at an economy that is now $36 trillion in approaching $36 trillion in debt, an economy that's $30 trillion. It doesn't take long to figure out the trajectory that we're on. And to understand clearly, as you intimated, China's funding Russia's war. And guess what? China's funding our funding of the war.
Yeah.
So by the time you get through with that, there's only one winner, and that's China. And that's by design, I assure you, as you well know. In this, you said the Republicans got played. Speaker Johnson is not building a huge record here with the American people of either being trustworthy, knowledgeable, sophisticated, or effective. What is his brand represent?
Well, I came into Congress with Speaker Johnson. We're both relatively new by D.C. standards. We've been around 6 or 7 years. And at the end of the day, he's a good man. And you go in these intelligence briefing and they tell you all this stuff. I remember the first intelligence briefing we had when Russia first invaded Ukraine. The intelligence community said that Russia would take Kyiv in 72 hours. Well, that hasn't happened. Just like the intelligence community said, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. I mean, you go down the line, the Steele dossier was legitimate. I mean, the number of mistakes that the intelligence community has made, or the number of things the intelligence community that told Congress over the past two decades that wasn't true, has cost the American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's you have to go in somewhat skeptical. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, we have some Republicans, and it's not a majority. It's not a majority. But we have some Republicans that really are gullible when they hear these military industrial complex entities tell about the need for and necessity for more spending, and they hear these intelligence reports. I question a lot of that, but I understand the global significance of the fact that we need Ukraine to be successful. We just can't continue to spend this money when we don't know where it's going, A, and B, there's no end in sight to the spending.
No end in sight. And as a matter of fact, the horizon now is 10 years out because of these revelations about what the Biden administration and the Republican leadership, both the House and the Senate, concurred with.
The other thing they said, Afghanistan, that, you know, we were there for 20 years. It tells me, you said, when you pull out of Afghanistan, they're going to have a strong democratic government. I mean, that didn't even last 24 hours.
So
you can go on forever about the mistakes our intelligence community has made.
We've got to take a quick break here, but I've got to ask you, when we come back, how is it there's no one in Congress, it seems, other than you and a very small number of others, who believe your lying eyes? You know, you actually see what's happening, and there's a long trail of misinformation, disinformation, outright lies, and snow jobs, whatever you want to call it, on the part of the intelligence community. And I want to take up one in particular that should resonate with everyone listening to us. And we're going to be right back with the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman James Comer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Folks, did you know that over 90% of the pharmaceuticals in America are not made here? We saw during the China virus pandemic what happens when we are dependent on other countries like China and India for our most critical pharma needs. Recent clusters of respiratory illness have been popping up around the world, and in the United States, it's dominating the headlines. It's also shedding light on the need to be prepared for an unexpected medical emergency. Will you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits? Our good friends Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have just what you need with The Wellness Company's medical emergency kits. These kits include 8 life-saving medications with drugs like amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to COVID to extreme bioterror events, every scenario is covered. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Don't wait until you need it. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's medical emergency kits.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now. We're talking with James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Congressman, as I said at the beginning of, at the end of the last segment, I'd like to ask this straightforward question. We all know that the intelligence community and the presidents have been wrong about everything. I mean, about everything. President Trump has been right about everything, and Biden has been wrong. This third term of Obama isn't working out too well. And I want to just explain in terms of Ukraine. We all knew that the Russians were going to invade Ukraine. There was a reason there were 200,000 troops, Russian troops, around the perimeter of Ukraine. It was not an easy deduction. But so many in Congress and certainly the White House didn't deduce that. Then once the war did start, the Biden administration refused to intercede, to call for a ceasefire, to call for a negotiation of peace. I mean, that's strange, but there it is. And then there's the little matter, well, everybody in the intelligence agencies and the administration were telling the American people that Vladimir Putin is a stupid old man who's dying of serious diseases. It'll be any week now, they all but said. And, you know, I mean, I've seen a man who's robust. He is bright as heck. He is, to me, he makes Joe Biden look like the person that they were describing there in the Intel community and the committee. So let me ask you, how can it be that we have people so stupid they can't acknowledge and process what they see?
I don't know, Lou, but this is one of the biggest shocks I've had in my time in Congress, especially seeing how many Republicans wouldn't stick to cut the intelligence budget. At the very least, don't build them a new FBI building. if you know, if they're not telling you the truth, if they continue to make mistakes, the CIA, the obstruction I've seen in our Biden influence peddling investigation, the mistakes I've seen from the intelligence briefings, the money that we've looked into with respect to foreign aid, that there's absolutely no transparency. They won't work with inspectors general to do complete auditing because they know significant amounts of this money is being misspent. And it's frustrating because, you know, I think when you go home and you talk to average working class people, they're frustrated. They don't want their tax dollars going over there, or they want to know where exactly they're being spent. And it doesn't seem like there's a lot of desire from you know, certain Republicans to look into that. Now, obviously, the Democrats, you know, you can't spend enough money for the Democrats. The money in Washington is like manna from heaven for the Democrats. It just magically, you know, heavenly appears right before your eyes, and you don't have to pay for it. It's free. That's the mentality of a lot of Democrats. So, you know, I'm leading the fight. There are a lot of Republicans that stand with you and I and are frustrated and want to stop giving away so much foreign aid. They want to get our military spending under control. We can be the world superpower. We are the world superpower. We should continue to be that. But we can't be the policeman for the world. We can't afford it. It's not a matter of what's right or what. We cannot afford it. And we have a Social Security system and a Medicare system that's on the verge of bankruptcy. We have a failing and faltering infrastructure in America. We have a public education system that's deteriorating. And yet we want to, we have a majority of Congress now that continues to waste hundreds of billions of dollars on foreign aid. It's pretty frustrating, Lou. We need somebody like you. We need more people like you in Congress, Lou.
Well, I'm too ornery. I wouldn't get along. But I appreciate the thought. I enjoy a lunch with you and a handful of others, and yeah. The other folks. I don't know. By the way, it'd be a two-way street. Will you subpoena the president?
Will we subpoena the president? That's very difficult to do. I think that if we did go that route, you're looking at probably a year-long trial. And that's been from multiple legal advisors. I'm ready to start holding this family accountable. We've given the Bidens every opportunity to tell their side of the story. We've given the Bidens every opportunity to explain the discrepancies from the Biden associates. We've even offered them to submit it in writing, and they failed to do so. So it's time to move. It's time to issue the report, issue the criminal referrals, and start taking steps to hold this family accountable and to hold the deep state accountable for the decades of cover-ups of the Biden family corruption.
And decades of cover-up as well beyond. I mean, it's one surveys the last 30, 40 years. This government has not been the American people's friend. Mm-hmm. It has behaved in ways that are not only objectionable, but as you're pointing out, absolutely illegal, and at the highest levels, that is, this White House, this president. Congressman, we appreciate you being with us, and thank you so much. Congressman James Comer, Chairman of the House Oversight Committee and great American. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us, and be sure to join us this week for the Great America Show. Among our guests, climate change expert Mark Morano and intrepid reporter Paul Sperry. And of course, tomorrow, our guest will be Alex Jones. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and True Social as well. Please join us each and every weekday for the Lou Dobbs Tonight Show, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on Frank's Beach, Rumble, and X. Thank you again. God bless you, and may God bless America.